listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. The cost of living crisis is taking its toll on our furry friends. The RSPCA revealing a huge jump in animal surrenders this year, with many owners citing financial hardship. The RSPCA's Louise Rowe gives us the figures.
In just the first 3 months of this year, we've seen requests for owners to surrender their pets go up by a whopping 44%. That's more than 340 people asking to give their pets up to us in those 3 months.
The Goldfields is the latest to benefit from safe, stable and clean energy. The Northwest Interconnected System recently linking up to Horizon Power's Smart Connect solar network, spanning a host of regional towns including Laverton, Leonora, Norseman, Wiluna and Hopetown. Horizon Power's Michelle South says the initiative helps fix common solar problems, including stability, frequency and voltage issues.
Smart Connect solar resolves these challenges by balancing the different energy flows across the network, including energy produced by central power stations and customer solar. So this means that we can let more customers install solar and save on their power bills through clean energy.
A new look is coming to the Meriden Water Tower. Restoration works will get underway today, set to take 3 to 4 months to complete. And while improving the structural integrity of the site is a focus, the Shire is adamant on maintaining its historical look and accuracy. In sport, the at-home crowds weren't enough to get the Goldfields Giants over the line at the weekend. Both the men and women's team going down to the Joondalup Wolves on Saturday. The men finishing up with a final score of 94-84, while the women recorded 78-43 points. If there's a story you'd like us to consider, send us an email at walocalnews@sca.com.au. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.